KPDO.
KPDO.
89.3.
89.3.
Pescadero.
Pescadero.
Hello, and welcome to program number 7 of Music of the San Mateo Coast on KPDO 89.3 in Pescadero. We have a special program today. It not only includes songs from local musicians and songwriters, but also an interview with Mark Binion. Mark's well known for both his amazing musicianship and his close association with the Pescadero Community Church. He's also a heck of a nice guy. I'll talk with him later in the program about growing up in Loma Mar and how he started playing and writing music. I'm also excited that I keep finding more and more local talent as I talk to people about this show. So today's program includes some talented musicians you may not have heard before. But first, we have Dan Newitt singing his tune, Broken.
Used to think a broken heart meant that you had lost a part of yourself. When you lost a lover or a friend, but there's no hole that time won't heal. There's no feelings left to feel. There's no emptiness that never seems to end. I'm just broken, and I'll never love again. I was young, I used to read in bed. I used to fill my head with dreams of possibilities to come. Now I lie awake each night. I worry about things that might never happen. How the world will end. I'm just broken, and I'll never love again. If I have to be alone for the rest of my days, it would be a welcome price to pay if I never have to see your face again. go ahead and do it. I should know better than to look in your eyes, but I go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it.
I should know one looking at me hypnotized, but I go ahead and do it. I should know it's wrong to be alone with you. What people say just might come true. Yet I go ahead and do it. Over and over, go ahead and do it. Over and over, I should know better than to fall in love. But I go ahead and do it.
Broken heart lying next to you.
We just heard Paula Brisker doing her song, Image to Image, from her album Narrow Road. I was hoping to hear her at Pescadero Art and Fun Festival this year, but maybe next year. Another new artist to me is Brad Soles and his song, I Go Ahead and Do It. Great lyrics, great production. After this announcement, we'll hear something completely different from bass player Heath Proskin.
The San Gregorio Environmental Resource Center, whose mission is to preserve and protect habitat for endangered species, has been serving the South Coast since 1988. Their activities include community education, coastal cleanup days, year-round monitoring of water quality in the San Gregorio watershed, and habitat preservation and restoration. They need your support. To volunteer or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to their website at sgerc.org.
1923, my grandmother gave birth to my mother-to-be. They danced in the cornfields of Nebraska that summer, all for the joy of a poor farmer's daughter. They knew that this family would grow as sure as the prairie winds blow, as sure as the prairie winds. Seventeen years later, it was 1940, my mother met a soldier-to-be. He worked real hard as the farming town barber, but everything changed when the bombs hit Pearl Harbor. FDR on the radio, they knew that he'd have to go, as sure as the prairie. Turn to our new century, as we look back on our history, to a generation that kept us free, oh, died at Midway in Normandy. It's a debt of honor we owe, as sure as the prairie wind. The war lasted forever, oh, so it seemed, and the returning soldiers filled with GI Bill dreams, and they all started families. The first baby boom, and to all of their houses they were all adding rooms from the seeds that these soldiers would sow. They knew that this country would grow, as sure as the prairie winds blow. In the heart of the winter, 1953, my mother gave birth. She gave birth to me, but there was no dancing in the dark of December. It was the kind of winter you'll always remember, but on a prairie drifted in snow, they made sure the fires would glow, as sure as the prairie winds blow. In the 21st century, as we look back on our history, two generations kept us free. Oh, died at Midway in Normandy. It's a debt of honor we owe, as sure as the prairie winds blow. It's a debt of honor we owe, as sure as the prairie
winds blow.
Down from Iona toward the bright lights. Down standing in the middle just to watch them come and go, holding their heads up, walking that line. Anything turn up, that suits them fine. Holding their heads up, walking that line, setting their sights on that other side. Down from Iona toward the bright lights, down that road.
That was a live recording of the Waybacks. Beautifully recorded and amazing musicianship. The song was Down From Iona from their Way Live album. Before that was You Got That Right from another great musician, Travis Jones, also known for his work with the Houston Jones Band. Debt of Honor is a great tribute to our vets, written by Jay Howlett, a frequent performer at San Gregorio's door. Beautiful lyrics and great storytelling in that song. The nice surprise to me in that set was the tune Samba for Two with Heath Proskin, a bass player I met at Half Moon Bay's Make It Main Street event this year. He surprised me with two albums of amazing jazz, much of it original, as this one was. The lead vocals are by Julie Capilli. Now, on to the eclectic and wonderful musician John Havard with Back Then.
Hey, I can remember when we all have feels. The sky always cloudy, the sun always dim. It was dusty and salty with me looking names. We didn't have names for those things that we'd seen way back then. Hey, the fellas, I'ma tell you, they were a sight. No conversation, just where's the next bite? If you see them coming, they ain't bringing no good. You had to watch your back, man, cause no one else would. The girls back in those days, they were hairy and lean. You had to be careful, man, cause they could be mean. Protecting their eggs, really, put them on edge. You think it's rough now, man? You should have been there. Tell me good advice is wasted on the young. With your whole life in front of you. You can't do no wrong. A few broken promises, hey, a lie here and there. Hey, there's always tomorrow and more over there. But don't get discouraged, babe, when you're feeling blue. There's a few things our ancestors left here for you. A vicious sense of self-preservation and a desire to rule. And 96 years worth of gold fossil fuel. Way back then.
Thank you.
Winehouse recorded that song at Slipper World, deep in the woods of our local mountains. The album is Colville, the song is Mad Hattie, and it was sung by Jane Selke. You can't beat the storytelling that comes out of these artists. What a great picture of someone we've probably all known. John Havard sang the quirky and squirrely song Back Then on his album Sideman. We sorely miss John and his artistry playing in San Gregorio, but thankfully have recordings to keep him in our minds. Next, I encourage you to be part of the community's emergency preparedness, and then we'll talk with Mark Binion. Now is the time to receive your CERT training, which is the Community Emergency Response Team. The majority of the 20-hour class will be done online and through independent study. Skills, practice, and simulation will still be done in person, but only when it's safe to do so. CERT training gives you the skills to help yourself, your family, your neighborhood, and your community during a disaster. Topics covered are disaster preparedness, CERT organization and incident command, fire safety and suppression, disaster medical operations and triage, light search and rescue operations, disaster psychology, and terrorism. If you're interested, please go online to lahondafire.org/CERT. We'll contact you when the class is scheduled. If you're a current CERT member, please note if you'd like some refresher training. Thank you from South Coast Community Emergency Response Team. I'm here with Mark Binion, local music legend in Loma Mar and Pescadero.
Hey, Neil.
Hey, Mark.
How's it going?
That's great. I'm glad to be with you.
All right. Thanks for coming to Loma Mar.
I'm glad to be here, and thank you for taking the time to share some music and stories with us.
Sure thing.
You got a long history in town. What's your history here in Pescadero?
I moved here when my folks bought this land in 1956, and I was only like 4. But I never really started being a musician until many years later, in 1974. And that was when I was in college and dropped out and came back here. And that's when I ended up with the Loma Mar Store Band and Jeff. And Jeff started the band.
Jeff?
Allen.
What instrument did you start with?
I started with keyboard and guitar. I basically did it because my mom was teaching Sunday school and she couldn't play the piano and teach the class. So she said, you're going to do this and because you know how to do it. So me being a 10-year-old kid, where most 10-year-old kids would have said, no, Mom, I'm not doing this. I was like, okay, I got to do this. I played 3 or 4 songs in Sunday school class for her. And then, of course, I got older. And the church said, why don't we let Mark be our organist? He's too old for Sunday school. He's a high school kid now. And again, by this time, it's like I'm ingrained into the whole thing.
Were you singing?
I was singing a little, but not really. I was mostly singing a couple of times with other kids or a couple of friends, but mostly either singing myself or just playing for everyone else to sing. Mostly playing for everything else to sing. Of course, everything Easter-wise, Christmas-wise, whatever the church needed-wise. And see, that was when I was with Oral Fluharty, who was the minister. I was even on the board for a while, and I was basically given a title, which is the Minister of Music. And that's what I'm still called as an official title. And I never would have really become a professional musician if Jeff hadn't started this whole band, because a friend of mine and I, who was also blind, played at the store. And Roger said, would you guys like to play music here? We were like 17 years old. He said, I'll give you all the food you want to eat. I got a pool table going and you guys can play. So after 3 or 4 months of that, it was hard for Mike to get transportation. He lived near Menlo Atherton. He was a really good guitar player, still is.
What's his last name?
Mike Coffey, and a great guy. We played in high school together. So he came over here. He knew John Dixon and 2 or 3 other people. He knew some people in the Butno. And then Mike finally thought, well, I can't do this for very long because I don't have a really good way of always knowing I'm going to get here. And that's when Jeff said, well, maybe I could get a band going. I know these guys, they're brothers, the Gates brothers. I don't know what they play like, but we could probably put something together. So they asked me to be in the van and get it going. But Jeff was the one that organized and got the band, got the rehearsals, decided how to arrange things.
Was it called Blue back then?
No, it was Loma Mar Store Band. That's why it was named after the Loma Mar Store. That all fell apart in 1984. And that was long before Mark Reed or Rhythm Method or Gary Gates or Nigel or Roscoe, Holy Smoke, or Al Milan. That was way before any of those guys.
Would you play us another tune?
I'll be happy to play a couple more. This is a song that I wrote called It'll All Work Out, written in 1982. Wondering about this feeling that came over me. There's really no place else where I would rather be. Who'd have thought it would happen to my true love and me? Honey, it'll all work out. It's not clear just now.
When did you start writing your own material?
Not till probably 78. I didn't really write that much material in Loma Mar Store Band. It was all Gary. Jeff didn't even write any material. We did a lot of cover tunes too, but there were two or three I think that I had, but Gary wrote most of the songs. And then everything else that Jeff sang or I sang was covered. Reed used to sing background vocals and play percussion. And that was nice. He was really good at that. And he could do it for hours. And it was really good because it kept Bobby very centered. And Bobby would just listen to Reed and they'd get into a groove together. And then Reed could sing background and he could come in with me and he could just sing and it would be okay, fine. And that's kind of how Jeff and I are too. I probably didn't start writing seriously until maybe 1982. For me, it's really hard to write lyrics. I could write melodies for hours. lyrically, things either come right away instantly in 2 or 3 hours, or they don't come for years. It gets like stuck. It's really hard for me to write because a lot of the songs that I've written, I like about half of it, and then the rest of it, I don't like it at all. Sometimes if I put it away, bury it in a drawer, and don't listen to it for 2 or 3 weeks, I'll like it again.
When did you start the Mark Reed Band?
There again, I would say 82-ish maybe. I'm not really good at memorizing dates. It was after Loma Mar Store Band. It was right in between Loma Mar Store Band and Rhythm Method. So it was probably 78 to 82 or 84. Then Mark Reed never really broke up, but Reed got busy trying to build his house. And Rhythm Method formed, so Reed got to sing anyway. And then when Rhythm Method broke up, Mark Reed got back together, and that's when we went up to Charlie's and did a bunch of stuff up there, which are what all those CDs I gave you are of.
Mm-hmm. Who was in Rhythm Method?
Jim Johnston played bass, and I think he still lives in La Honda. Nigel was in it, Gary Gates, me, and Bobby Gates. And then, like I said, Reed played percussion. But it was usually me and Nigel and Gary singing. We had a couple of other vocalists for a while, but not really very long. Will Mitchell, too. Will played with Mark Reed and I think with Rhythm Method. He definitely played with Gary.
Is he a guitar player?
Bass,
oh, okay.
But he didn't sing. In fact, that was one of the first things he said was, that's my rule, Will does not sing. But he was a great producer. He worked with Neil Young and John Nolan and 3 or 4 guys. He was also a carpenter. Jeff started the Pescadero All-Stars. I was never in that, which was fine with me. I was busy enough. I had This Way Up, which was Roscoe, and that was a reggae band. And then the band that Nigel had together, which was usually called This Way Up. Sometimes it was called Loose Ends. Sometimes it was called This Way Out.
Hey, tell me about Duarts. You're playing there?
Duarts, we started, and it was Jeff and my idea after the fire to cheer people up and just to make people feel better and that there was somewhere they could go and they could hear music, they could contribute money, they could give to people that had no homes, they could get something to eat, and they could just feel happy for 2 or 3 hours. And that was our main reason for the fires and just to give everybody in town a chance to gather and kind of mellow out. Of course, what happens now is it's pretty much all tourists on Sunday.
But you're still doing it.
We're still doing it. So the other nice thing, Neil, is it's 2 to 5. That's great. We're all packed up before dark. Everything's in the van. We're home by 8, asleep by 10, like we all wanted to be 20 years ago.
I like those hours. Do you want to share another song?
Let me play one more song, just a quickie.
Yeah.
This is written 2 years ago for my caregiver, Eilish Burke, and it's turned into a song as a tribute to all the nurses and firefighters and forest rangers who help people out in disasters. It's called Angel in the Wind. Helping people on them. She's shelter from the storm. She'll keep us far and safe from harm. And she'll keep everybody warm. She's an angel in the wind, doing everything she can, helping people on them. a candle in the rain with a slow but steady flame, but you won't hear her complain. Like sunlight from the sky, a cold drink when your throat is dry, and she knows the reason why. She's a candle in the rain with a slow but steady flame, and you won't hear her complain. Like rangers on a ride, from danger they won't hide, they got the good Lord on their side. Through the fires and through the floods, through the garbage and the mud, doing all that must be done. She's a candle in with a slow but steady flame, and you won't hear her complain.
Thank you for the great stories.
All right, Neil.
And all the great music and all the stuff you've shared with people here in this little village.
And thanks for coming over, and feel free to come back to Lomamar anytime, and we'll do this again.
All right, we'll see you soon, Mark.
That wraps up another fine show of local original music and musicians of the San Mateo Coast. I'd like to thank everyone for sharing their work, and especially Mark Binion for spending time with me this month and filling us in on a little history of music in the area. We'll have more interviews in future shows, so I hope you'll tune in at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. each day. I'd also like to thank everyone here at KPEO who have been so helpful and instrumental, so to speak, in getting this program on the air. Please contact the station if you know of local music you'd like to hear on the radio.